the parts of the cell by Marie Kamarnakis. Cells contain even smaller structures called organelles. These structures perform specific functions in the cell. Animal cells and plant cells have many of the same organelles, but some are quite different. We will start with the different parts of cells. There is a nucleus, the most important of all, in the cell membrane, cell wall, cytoplasm, ribosomes, lysosomes, vacuoles, Golgi apparatus, chloroplast, mitochondria, and last but not least, the endoplasmic reticulum. First is the nucleus. A nucleus directs the activities of a cell. It stores a molecule called DNA, which determines of organelle traits. DNA stores genetic information, which is passed from parents to their offspring. Next is cytoplasm. Between the nucleus and cell membrane is the cytoplasm. All of the remaining organelles are located within the cytoplasm. They are suspended. There is a thick fluid. Also, there is a cell membrane. The cell membrane is a thin, flexible covering that surrounds all types of cells. It allows fluid, water, and gases to enter the cell and waste to leave. Next is the cell wall. In plant cells only, the cell wall is a rigid outer layer that surrounds a cell membrane. The cell wall protects the cell and helps the cell stand upright. Lysosomes are small, ball-shaped organelles that help the cell break down nutrients and old cell parts. Lysosomes are common in animal cells, but rare plants. Ribosomes are next. They are tiny ribosomes are scattered throughout the cell. Unlike most other organelles, ribosomes are not surrounded by membranes. Ribosomes assemble compounds called proteins. Proteins make up the structural wall compounds of cells, and they allow the cell to perform nearly all chemical reactions. Also, there is vacuoles. Vacuoles are membrane-bound sacs that are filled with fluid. They store water, food, waste, and other substances the cell processes. Animal cells may have small vacuoles. Plant cells, however, have one large central vacuole. When the vacuole in a plant cell is full, the cell is rigid. If the vacuoles in many cells lose water, the plant will wilt. There is also a Golgi apparatus. The Golgi apparatus receives proteins, then processes them for shipment outside the cell. This organelle is a system of membranes. It modifies and refines proteins, sometimes adding compounds that will protect them from being broken apart. Next, there is the chloroplast, which is found only in plants and some protists. Chloroplasts contain pigments that absorb light. They use the energy to make food, a unique process among the organelles. The pigment chlorophyll gives the plant their color. Also, there is mitochondria. It is a large peanut-shaped organelle called mitochondria, are known as power plants of the cell. Inside them, sugar break apart as they react with oxygen. The process releases carbon dioxide, water, and a lot of energy. In both plants and animal cells, the number of mitochondria depends on the amount of energy the cell needs. For example, a muscle cell requires a great deal of energy, so it has a large number of mitochondria. Last but not least is the endoplasmic reticulum, which is a system of membranes and tubes. The membranes twist and turn through the cell, creating passages through which materials can pass. A cell usually contains two kinds of ER called rough and smooth. Rough ER is dotted with ribosomes. This type of ER is common in a cell that secretes lots of proteins. Smooth ER is not covered by ribosomes. Its activities include breaking down toxic substances and controlling the levels of certain chemicals. These are all the cells. Hope you like them.